This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
We now have budget plans from Senate Democrats and from House Republicans. They are very different, as you can imagine. But one thing they have in common is they're both pretty friendly to baby boomers when it comes to deficit cutting. And that bothers Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Chris, you must be pretty serious about this because you yourself are a boomer, so you're not going to be able to, walk around and talk to your friends after saying something like this. It's pretty harsh.
Yes, Jeremy, I am a card-carrying member of the baby boom generation. I am part of this massive generation. But, you know, in all seriousness, so we're talking about entitlements, Medicare, Social Security, if you look back at Simpson-Bowles and some of the suggestions it made. You know, if there are good ideas about making changes to Medicare, like Paul Ryan has suggested, don't exempt people 55 and older. Don't exempt people who are 60 years and older. No, they should participate in the changes right now. You should not segregate a major voting class away from the changes that you believe should be done.
Well, of course, the argument against that we hear over and over again is that these people who are close to retirement age don't have enough time to prepare. They haven't been thinking their whole lives that they would have to work well into their 60s. They don't have enough money to retire now without the help of Social Security or Medicare. So what are they supposed to do?
Well, look, I mean, I'm against a lot of these changes that are being proposed just for the reasons that you gave. But, I mean, let's also be serious. People haven't been sitting around and saying, well, you know, I think I'm going to do my retirement planning based on this and that. We haven't been doing a lot of thinking about retirement planning as it is, Jeremy. I mean, we just don't do it very often. So, again, I don't think that the changes are going to be that upsetting. If you believe that this is the right thing to do, tell me, why is it? If you believe, let's just Representative Ryan does, that people 55 and older should be exempt from the changes that you believe are important. If you think this is how you're going to shore up Medicare, let's start it next year. And let's have the baby boom generation participate it. And let's stop this discussion about, you know, public policy is a zero-sum game. If we protect the boomers, we hurt the millennials. If we protect the millennials, we got to hurt the boomers. We're all in this together.
But, of course, the boomers vote big time, right?
That's right. And that's why I think it's a cynical political ploy. But from a public policy point of view and an economic point of view and a retirement planning point of view, it's a big mistake.
Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell, and you can direct your letters and tweets right to him if you're angry about what he just said. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.